You know, dear friends, I heard a man once say, kind of proudly, but kind of jesting a little bit, he said, I belong to an exclusive country club. And he puffed himself up artificially just a bit. An exclusive country club. I don't know if you've ever belonged to an exclusive country club. I guess the word that sticks out for us this evening is the word exclusive. What does that word mean? Well, it means that not everybody is welcome. It means that not everyone can belong. To be a member of that country club, you maybe had to have a certain standing in society. You had maybe to have a certain amount of clout, a certain pedigree, maybe a certain amount of money. The average Joe certainly couldn't belong because he didn't have quite enough clout, quite enough standing maybe in society, quite enough money. He was on the outside of this exclusive club. Well, friends, in the same way, it was easy for the average Israelite to become a little bit exclusive. They had laws, for example, that did not allow them even to enter into the house of someone who wasn't a Gentile, or wasn't an Israelite. Couldn't enter into the house of a Gentile, lest they become defiled in some way. And the Pharisees as well, we know, they often looked down their noses at Jesus. They often chided Jesus for doing what? For associating with those unruly, those sinful outsiders, the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the sinners in general, all kinds of them. They didn't appreciate Jesus hanging out with them, talking to them, rubbing shoulders with them. For they themselves took pride in staying away from such people, lest they get dirty. And yes, they had a little bit of an exclusiveness about themselves. You know, both our Old Testament reading as well as the Gospel reading this evening reminds us, though, that Jesus, his appearing, began to break down those old barriers a bit. For Jesus did not come to be exclusive, saving only a few. He came to save all. The people of all nations he loved. And it was shown in the dramatic story we know of the Roman centurion. A Gentile. An outsider. Someone unclean. Well, even they hurt. And he did. He had a very dear servant of his that he loved, cared for very much, and probably went through all kinds of attempts at treatment until he realized where the one treatment had to come from. It would come from this fellow named Jesus, who everyone was talking about, who could do miracles and things. And so he came up to Jesus boldly with a very bold request. He even called him Lord. Do you already have faith in him? Lord, please help my servant, this dirty Gentile needs help. Well, what was Jesus supposed to do? How was he supposed to respond? Sorry, I can't go into your house. I'll be made dirty if I do. Well, no, that's not how Jesus answered. Rather, he said, I will come and heal him. He had no problem going over to the Gentile centurion's home. Had no problem entering into that home. For he was a Jesus who held the hand of prostitutes, and a Jesus who rubbed shoulders with tax collectors. He was breaking down the barriers, the old exclusive barriers. I have come for all people. I've come for all people, was his message. I've come for the nasty Roman soldiers. I've come for the Romans. I've come even for the Gentiles, those outside of Israel. I've come for them. And frankly, I'm kind of glad he did, because I'm one. I'm one of them. Descendant of the Germanic tribes of Saxony. An outsider who was led in by Jesus. Well, the Roman centurion no doubt knew Jewish law. He'd been around them for a while, and he knew he was asking Jesus to go back, to go against his practices, and so he didn't want him to come under his roof, but it was even deeper than that. For ironically, the Roman centurion knew something that the Jews often didn't, that the Pharisees didn't admit. He knew he was unworthy. He knew that he was sinful and really didn't have shouldn't have someone as holy as Jesus come into his presence. Well, how did Jesus answer that? You're right. You're right, Mr. Roman centurion. Once you stop sinning, then I'll come over. No, that's not how Jesus answered. Rather, he marveled at his faith. He marveled at his faith. For this soldier understood that he needed grace. The outsider realized he needed grace. The outsider realized that his help comes from the Lord. And Jesus marveled at this. And marveling, he healed his servant by simply speaking a simple word. For you see again, Jesus has come for all sinners. All sinners of every race. All sinners of every nation, every foreign place, every color. I was sitting in my office last week and I heard them singing, the kids out here. And I heard them singing ironically right when I was writing this. And they were singing this song. God loves the children of the world. All the little children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. All the little children of the world. Jesus came for all, not just an exclusive few. And so, yes, the irony of all of this is that the Pharisees and the Jews, the insiders, the ones that were supposed to know, they didn't really realize they needed grace. They thought they were righteous in and of themselves. And as a result, they forfeited the kingdom they thought they had. The very ones who thought they had it, the very ones who excluded the others, ironically were themselves excluded by their unbelief. For you're saved by grace through faith. And yes, the irony, while those who were excluded became included because of grace. And yes, even the great apostle Peter had to learn that one day, because in the book of Acts, God put him on a collision course with, of all things, a Roman centurion and his family, paralleling the very ministry of Jesus. And he knew Peter was going to have some problems with that, because the Israelites were a little exclusive. You better not come under his roof or I'll be defiled. And so just before that, God showed him an amazing dream. And in that dream, a big sheet comes down from heaven, and on the sheet are all kinds of unclean animals. And God commands Peter to do what? To kill and to eat all of the things that once were forbidden. And Peter learned from that lesson that God is now breaking down the barriers. The barriers that existed between Jew and Gentile. And Peter learned that Jesus came for all. For all. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. Jesus came for all. And I rejoice in that, because yes, again, I'm an outsider. Didn't belong to Israel. Belonged to other tribes that were a little unholy in moments. Jesus accepted this Gentile, and I give thanks to him for that. In his almighty name, amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in Jesus the Christ, who accepts us all. Amen.